calls himself the celebrity evangelist. It's Dylan Novak. He wants to reach as many celebrities as he can for Jesus. Good morning, Dylan.
Good morning. How are you doing, Todd?
Doing good. Dylan, this is such a unique ministry. How did you get started in it?
So it got started back when I was 13. I was a big superhero pop culture nerd, and I went to a comic convention. And there were several celebrity guests that were going to be there, and Margot Kidder was one of them. She played Lois Lane in the original Christopher Reeve Superman movies. And I saw an interview before I went to meet her talking to Oprah where she said that she was an atheist. And it absolutely broke my heart. And I prayed that night for God to send somebody to tell her about Jesus before it was eternally too late. And God convicted my heart that it should be me. And so after playing Jonah for a few days, I got some tracks from my church, and I went to the event, and I gave material to everybody, including Miss Kidder, and everybody was receptive. And so from 13 to 20, I would just go to events that I wanted to go to. I would loosely research the background and religious beliefs of the people I was going to meet just so I could kind of be mentally prepared, but it didn't become a full-time ministry until 5 years ago.
And what's cool is you give each celebrity you meet a gift bag that you have tailored to them specifically. Explain that.
So, like I said, it originally started, it was just some gospel tracks, not the chick tracks that scare people, just regular tracks that tell the gospel.
Right.
And so then gradually along the years, I thought, well, let me give them a copy of the Bible as well. And then my friend Tony Nolan, who has been Casting Crowns and Winter Jams tour pastor, he wrote one of the best Christian books I've ever read called Gasp, which is based out of Matthew 7. And he supplies copies of Gasp for me to give the celebrities. That's kind of how our friendship formed. I would give out the books, and then he found out about the ministry, and he's a huge supporter of it now. And then now I also handwrite each celebrity a letter based on what he or she has said about God, questions they've asked. Basically, it's a personalized tract in a way that says everything that I want to say, but may not necessarily have the time when we're face-to-face, because sometimes the encounter is 5 minutes, sometimes it's 5 seconds. You know, there's right. There's just never any way of knowing. And sometimes if somebody is an atheist or agnostic, or just they've said some things and I've seen some material that I think would be more sculpted for them, such as The Case for Christ by Lee Strobel, I'll include that as well or in place of something.
So as you're out there giving them these gift bags and sowing seeds of the gospel, can you share an example of how that affects their lives?
Absolutely. There's a certain person who I'm not going to name because this is something that was told to me off record. Just a couple months ago, I was able to witness to a guy who's on a very popular TV show right now. Mm-hmm. And Morgan is my wife, and she and I were able to witness to this person, and I remember we always, after an event or after we've witnessed to somebody, we discuss, I wonder how receptive they were. And we chalked this gentleman up as being the least receptive of the day, just from what we saw on the outward appearance. A couple weeks later, I bump into this guy, and he knows who I am, and he was telling me that he manages this actor and brought him to this event, and he said, you had him in tears in the hotel room when he opened his gift, because it was one of those cases where he just grabbed the gift bag, said thank you very much, and he said, but when he got to the hotel room and started looking through your material, he said he first started saying, I wonder if this is one of those people who's just going to tell me how terrible I am. And he said, I told him, I think I know who gave this to you, and if it is, they just love and care about you and your soul. And he said he opened it up and read the material, and he and his girlfriend were just sitting there crying, saying, I can't believe somebody cares about me and my soul. So that's just one example of what I wouldn't have seen past our encounter, but God was working that night at his hotel room.
That's amazing. Dylan Novak, the celebrity evangelist. We'll put a link on our Life Facebook page so you can catch up with Dylan and see what he's up to and pray for him in his ministry. Dylan, thanks for being with us this morning.
Hey, thank you for having me. It's always a joy talking to you.